There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick, Fox Sports Radio. Rich Davis chilling early morning in L.A. Kavino back in Jersey. What's up, man?
That's right. Dirty Jersey waiting for my Taylor ham and egg sandwich. Salt, pepper, ketchup. Happy to be here filling in for Dan Patrick. And I don't know about the smart guys. I'm feeling like a fat guy since I've been home. I got to tell you, my biggest issue here is the food binge, man, during the holidays. During the grassy knoll of the holiday season, Rich, right? That's what we call this, right? The space between.
The space between. Yes,
the space grassy between knoll. Christmas and New Year's, if you're visiting family especially, all you're doing is stuffing your fat face. And that's what I've been doing every day. And it's such a struggle to stay away from mom's treats and mom's bread and mom's cookies, mom's meatloaf. I mean, that's meatloaf? What I'm doing every day. Mom! Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
The meatloaf.
Thank you for being here with us. It's always a pleasure. I'm Steve Covino, live in Jersey. Rich Davis. And remember, the 2022 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs. Extraordinary. Is one test drive away. Learn more at mbusa.com. Of course, we welcome you to the Mercedes-Benz Man Cave.
Man Cave.
Man Cave. And we say good morning, 877-99 on Fox.
Now, you said you're home for the holidays, visiting mom and dad. Yeah, of course, mom has all the kid treats. I think you were saying your mom still has, like, Swiss Miss pudding cups.
She has Swiss Miss pudding cups. She's got, like, Ready Whip on standby. Do you want Ready Whip or Cool Whip? She has, you know, everything that's terrible for me, so I'm going to come back to Los Angeles. You know what's interesting is, when I'm in New Jersey, I don't feel that bad about it, because you just sort of blend in, you throw on a sweatshirt.
Oh,
You go back to L.A., you feel like a you feel like a glutton. You know what I mean? You feel terrible about yourself. So, yes, lots of eater's remorse, lots of spending remorse, because you spend a lot during the holidays, too, but... You know, you also feel a little left out of everything because you're just doing all the family things. So you're just catching all the highlights. You really can't sit in front of the TV like you normally do during the gooch of the holiday season.
Well, hey, welcome to Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Chris running the boards. We got Lee producing for Danny G today. Isaac Lohenkron on the update. Spotty's here, and you guys are here. So let's get this going. Where do you want to start? Where we left off? I know we talked to everyone. Then all of a sudden... Then came Christmas. Then came some great NFL. Saturday and Sunday NFL. Some good NBA. You saw Luka yesterday doing things no one's ever done before.
Amazing, right? But yeah, back to the Christmas travel. I made it. That was the big struggle. I know we're going to talk a little Southwest later on because they're ruining lives. And we're also going to do
mid-week. Is that true?
Major.
Are they ruining lives?
Yeah. Unbearable flight cancellations. I think 2,500 flights just today. But we're also going to do a little midweek major. We're going to go over all the pop culture stories and all the sports stories. Midweek, we do it every midweek, every Wednesday. Are the stories midweek or major? That's next hour, so stick around for that on Covino and Rich. But, yeah, man, I made it here, and the flight wasn't that bad. You know what I noticed, though, besides all the unbearable snacking when I travel?
What's that?
And I mentioned this before, but as I get older, Rich, and, you know, I'm watching my sports on my flight. I'm doing everything I can to kill the time. Otherwise, you know, every minute is just, every minute feels like 10 minutes when you're on a flight, right? Especially when you're trying to get off the plane.
Oh, what's a longer wait when the pilot gets on and does the old boom, boom. We're going to start descending. We're about 20 minutes out. That last 20 minutes.
The longest wait is waiting for all the buffoons to get off the plane.
Or is it the Uber?
Off the plane.
When the Uber says it's 4 minutes away and that 4 minutes feels like 44 minutes.
Yeah, you always got to pay it at 40 minutes when it comes to Uber. But no, when you're ready to get off the plane and you have a carry-on and you're just waiting there and everyone's just dilly-dallying and he's a bunch of old people and their kids. And look, I got a kid too, but still, it's like, can anyone move any slower in that moment? But yeah, I made it no problemo. But what I've noticed is when I'm getting older, even though I got my in-flight entertainment on and I'm watching my sports highlights and I'm doing everything I can to kill some time, my anxiety is through the roof, dude, like never before as I get a little older when it comes to turbulence.
Oh, there's going to be more turbulence as we get older. I don't know if you know this.
I mean, you broke the news. It was great. I really appreciated that right as I boarded the flight. But yeah, it's just really next level. It wasn't that bad. I can't say it was that bad, but I get really nervous about it, dude, where I never did before. I always traveled and never really cared about it. And now it's just like story after story, people getting hurt. And I know they say it's just like bumps in the air. And not to worry.
Whoa!
But man, dude, you know, because there's pressure from all sides and you're fine. You're not going to crash due to turbulence. But the older I get, maybe because I have more responsibility, maybe more to lose and I'm a parent or whatever. Any turbulence, I start to panic inside a little bit.
Oh, yeah. And I told you guys last week here on Fox Sports Radio, according to analysts in the flight world, I don't even know what that means. Clear air turbulence.
Sounds good.
Yeah, clear air turbulence is going to be significantly more each decade. And they're saying by 2050, which seems like forever, but 2050, 25 years away, roughly, they're saying turbulence is going to be at an all-time high. I don't know what's happening in the world, but hey, turbulence is only getting worse. But we're going to talk about inconvenient travel later. But it is, what, 3 days after Christmas? And I saw a stat I wanted to throw out at you.
Let's hear it.
And it has to do with returns. What percentage of Christmas presents do you think are returned to stores?
That's a good one.
Because you pretend you like everything. Like, oh, thank you. I love it.
And not only that, it's like you're going to get a present you already got, right? Because how deep are you when it comes to your interests? If you're a Eagles fan, and I don't mean Don Henley and Glenn Frey. I mean, if you're a Philadelphia Eagles fan, you know, their chances are people are going to buy you maybe the same thing, right? So how many Eagles mugs do you need?
Oh, wow, like another Eagles Yeti. Just what I needed.
Exactly. What's your name on it? My daughter got AirPods, but she got them from her mom and she got them from my mom. So it's like, oh, you know, another reason maybe you have to make that return. I'm going like 30% of gifts.
30? No, you see, you did that thing where you over-exaggerated and made my stats seem stupid.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe like 60%. Put it this way, Rich, 60% of mine, because I really don't want anything, nor do I like anything. I don't want it.
By the way, producer Lee has a Packers Yeti. Would you agree that the Yeti has seen its peak over the last 5 years? Like, if you don't have at least two or three Yetis, one with your sports team on it, like, you must not have friends or family?
I'm a little late to the game. I got two this year. I got my Packers, nice. My Packers tumbler and my Yeti, my official Yeti cooler, yeah. Yeah.
There's got to be a limit on those bad boys, though. It's like, you only need like 3 to 4 max. If your cabinet's full with like 8 Yetis, give some away.
I mean, how warm do you need to keep things? I mean, honestly, it's the ultimate gift. Like, ooh, what do I get them? Well, they like the Cowboys,
gift,
right? Yeah, get them a Cowboys tumbler and a Cowboys t-shirt.
It's a great gift. Not trying to downplay it, but it's like a go-to gift when you really don't know what to get somebody. Let's see. Realistically, what, 10%?
Rich? 18% okay. Of Christmas presents are returned, and they're saying that there's a problemo now, because what do most companies offer? Free shipping, free returns, free. So if they're offering all that stuff and you're sending it all back, it's costing companies money. So most companies are going to start charging a refund fee. Like, yeah, we're not going to give you the whole fee back. We're not going to give you the money back totally. You're going to have to pay a little fee, like a restocking fee or an inconvenience fee. So look out for that. But it made me think, in the world of sports, to tie this stupid 18% number I saw, of all the players on your favorite teams, who do you wish you had the gift receipt for? Who would you want to give back? Like, no thanks. Can I return them? Can I get this guy out of here?
I mean, I think universally, there's a number one and two answer on the board, like as we speak currently in the NFL, especially.
But you're gonna say Russell Wilson.
I'd say you want a receipt for both Wilsons in the NFL.
Russell
and Zach.
That's a good one. Not a good year for Wilsons.
Yeah.
Wilson.
I mean, I think if you ask some Jets fans, I would just say the general consensus would return both of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think Russell Wilson might be one of those gifts. It might be like the shirt that fits you a year later, and it's not so bad after all. Because, I mean, can Russell Wilson just permanently suck? I just can't see him permanently sucking. So
I don't think we're sold on either one of them permanently sucking. Well, there's still a debate there. I mean, it just depends who you ask. We don't know for sure. Nobody does. But I'd say right now, if I had the receipt, right, and usually someone threw it away. You threw it away!
And it was usually your dad, and your mom yells at him.
Well, that was my life growing up for sure, yeah. If anything's missing, my mom was blaming my dad.
Where's the receipt for Caldor? Threw it out.
Your stupid father threw it away. So, I guess that's the universal answer. If you disagree, fine. But this is where we ask the Fox Sports Radio Nation to represent Zent, and let us know if you had that receipt, which we know you can't find.
Yeah.
If you had that receipt, who would you return?
Who would it be? Anyone come to mind, Lee? Anyone come to mind for you?
Well, as a cheesehead, it would be Jordan Love. It's like that gift you get, you immediately see it on your face, like, I didn't want
this. I didn't need this.
Or it's backhanded, it's like a gym membership. Like, what are you trying to say? That I'm getting a little out of shape, I'm getting a little old, I gotta,
I like that. That. Yeah, because that Jordan Love was the gift you didn't really want in the first place.
You overpaid for it.
You shouldn't have.
You know, as a Niners fan, I'll say this. Too soon to say, but maybe we spent a little too much holiday money on Trey Lance. I wouldn't mind having that receipt. Everything the Niners gave up for Trey Lance, and now you're looking at it saying, oh, could they get by with Brock Purdy and Jimmy G? Yeah, probably. I don't know if they needed to do all that Trey Lance stuff. And the further Brock Purdy shows that he can run this Kyle Shanahan offense, you're like, Trey Lance? Maybe not. Who knows? What do you think, Chris?
Well, not specifically my club, and I think they finally tried to return it, but probably didn't. Manchester United, Cristiano Ronaldo, this was not a fun returning for him this year.
Yeah.
Or for Man, you can't go, like, that was a nostalgia trip. You can't exactly go back. And they finally cut ways, but it was expensive return.
That was like the family member that bought you something that was just a very nice brand name, and you're like, yeah, just because it's a nice brand name doesn't mean I want it.
You liked this when you were a kid,
yeah?
Didn't you like this when you were a kid? Well, I grew out of it.
I bought you a Transformers T-shirt.
Oh no, that's like you wanted Transformers, but you got a GoBot instead.
Yeah.
So you got the weak version. You're like, what? I didn't want a GoBot. By the way, didn't Ronaldo return that statue they made of him years ago? Whatever happened.
What, the weird one with the crazy face? Yeah.
I think he had the receipt. Yeah, I think he returned that one.
Well, apparently he got a Rolls Royce from Christmas from his wife, which is nice because he's unemployed. So
That is true. So, hey, 877-99 on Fox. The players you would return, you might have to pay a fee like most companies are charging now. But if there was a player that's been on a team you've rooted for,
by the way, who's doing that? No one's yet to say that there's some sort of restocking fee on my return. Who's doing? Do you know who's doing that?
Or usually, it's like electronic stores will do that.
Really?
If you have to rebox, if you open it and have to rebox it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. When there's so many other places that are just willing to take anything. It seems like Amazon just takes anything. Home Depot. Take anything.
We'll take it if it's fully used.
Yeah, right? Know, like, doesn't it seem like the other companies are just like, yeah, I've worn these chonies for a year. You know what? They just don't feel right. I'm going to return them.
Ignore the stains.
It feels like everyone else's policy is the exact opposite. And I'm not saying to take advantage of that. I'm not even saying that's good. I just know that it seems to be the other way, or it used to seem the other way for the past few years.
Yo, does anyone have a family member, or my wife Do they buy things with the intent to return? Not to be a sleazeball and use it and return it. Like, let's buy it, and if we don't use it, we can return it. That mentality is bizarre to me. Like, so I'm going up this weekend. I've never been out here on the West Coast to Big Bear. My daughter wants to see snow, and I'm like, damn it, we live in Southern California. I got to go bring her somewhere.
Oh, I thought she wanted to see the 90s rapper. No, that's not true.
Not snow, Informer.
Gets funnier every time.
Get that shit. That slays every time.
Informer. I mean, but there's so many people out there that love that song.
And so many new people listening all the time.
Yeah, not everyone heard that bad joke.
My daughter wanted to see snow, so I said, all right, let's rent a little something in Big Bear. I'm from the East Coast originally, so I grew up seeing snow. My daughter, I forget sometimes, my daughter and son, they're California kids. I'm going up to Big Bear, and I saw that they're like, yeah, you need chains on your tires. And I thought that was a joke. I'm like, hey, yeah, that's funny. I went to school upstate New York. I'm like, yeah, I know how to drive in the snow. My wife's like, no, babe, they're saying you need them. So I was like, chains on my tires? Where are we going? Ice fishing? Like, what the hell are you talking about? Chains on your tires? So my wife bought, like, multiple types. And she's like, we'll just return the ones we don't need.
Did she buy a Figaro rope or some sort of a Cuban link?
No, not like a Guido chain that you would have.
You put a little charm on those bad boys?
But no, Lee, have you ever done that? I mean, you guys are West Coast guys. You've probably been to Big Bear. Have you put chains on your tires, Chris?
Oh yeah. Had to a couple times.
I've gotten snow tires. I've heard of chains in the tires, but we always just did the snow tires.
So I have to go... is this a pain in the ass? Do I have to put this? Is this something I can do?
AutoZone.
Is an inept guy like me capable of putting chains in my tires?
Absolutely not.
Maybe a tire rack has the hookup or something like that.
I don't know.
You just tell her that snow was canceled this year.
Or buy them for the weekend and then return them.
No, that's what I'm doing. But what I'm saying is, is it hard to put on?
They can be, and there'll be a bunch of guys overcharging you to put them on for you, or there's a barter system you could go with.
Oh, jeez.
What is that?
Give him my wife or something?
You give him a six-pack of beer and a 20.
You got two kids. Leave one of them behind.
Yeah, you want my kid? Perfect. All right, well, hey, the number is 877-99 on Fox. The player on your team that you wish you had the receipt for, who would you give back? Is it someone in the NBA? If you're a Clippers fan out here in L.A., is the whole Kawhi thing like, yeah, you know what? Like, he coming off a championship with two different teams, they thought the Clippers were going to be, you know, champions for the first time. They got Kawhi, they got Paul George. Any of those NBA receipts?
When you think back, Rich, and that's a really great answer. That's like a universal answer, right? But we'd love to hear from the Clippers fans. You and I were working for ESPN at the time, and we would even go out and do Man on the Streets because it was right there. LA Live was right there. And we'd go out and talk to the fans. There was so much hype about that. There was actual buzz, like, will the Clippers take over the city?
That was a conversation. We have such a short memory. But
that was the debate.
There was a point in the last 5 years where everyone's like, man, for years to come, it's going to be Clippers, Lakers, or Nets. And all three of those teams. I mean, LeBron did it in the bubble. You got to give him credit, right? But besides that, those three teams have under-delivered where you probably want to return a receipt for all three of those teams.
All three of
players
them.
By the way, acquired.
We've said this before, but it's amazing. I mean, because he's LeBron... But he at least won and gets more flack and slack or whatever it is than anybody else when it probably should be Kawhi and the Clippers.
Yeah.
Or maybe even the Nets that get that sort of ridicule and criticism, because at least the Lakers won.
At least they got one, right? Out of that whole, you know, in the bubble, some say it was more difficult.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DP Show for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DP Show only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
What's up, buddy? Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, extraordinary as one, test drive away. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Of course, we come to you from the Mercedes-Benz Man Cave. In for Dan Patrick, like I said, Covino and Rich, at Covino and Rich. Covino's in Jersey. I'm out here in L.A., and man, I'm tired as hell.
Yo, you know who I was hanging out with, bro, out here in Jersey? My guy Pete. Actually, I hung out with my guy Pete almost every night since being here in Jersey. You
Pete?
Know my guy Pete?
Who's Pete?
Yeah, Pete Zapai. Pete Zapai.
Man, that, another joke that slays.
You know what's funny about
Pete
Rich is
Zapai.
Rich acts too cool when we're hanging around with our Dan Patrick friends. Every other
Who's
day,
our Dan
he loves,
Who's our
he
Dan
loves
Patrick
that,
friends?
He loves that joke, but now that we're feeling it for Dan Patrick, he's too cool for my Pete Zapai joke. It's okay. I know how it is.
It's like
either way,
in,
it's always a pleasure.
It's like when the when you were in school, like when the cute girl was around, you acted different.
Yeah, he's trying to big time my pizza pie joke. Hey, I'm here in Jersey.
Oh,
I gotta
pizza
do what
pie.
Jersey people do. Yeah, man, I'm eating the pizza because normally we're in Los Angeles.
By the way, when
and
I said
they have great tacos in Los Angeles, but their pizza, nothing to write home about.
No, I don't think you would write home anyway. I don't think you're not much to probably write a letter, are you?
I haven't written anybody in years. In fact, I didn't even send out any Christmas cards. In fact, the only Christmas card I actually got was from my dentist, so not a whole lot of writing
guy.
Going on. But hey, you know what else is great about being on for Dan Patrick? Is we get to say hello to all the Dan Patrick friends of ours, and we get to shamelessly promote our show, and I love that.
Yeah.
Hey, we're kind of the new guys, even though we've been here for over a year now, but we're now Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern time, 2 p.m. on the West. Covino and Rich. Covino and Rich on social media. Shout out to everybody listening on the iHeartRadio app. Please subscribe to our podcast for free.
Oh, yeah.
Search Covino and Rich wherever you stream your podcast. And by the way, if you get this, because since it's the season to give, if you subscribe to our podcast for free, just search Covino and Rich. Give it a 5-star review and leave a review. You qualify for what we're calling CNR's bribery balls.
Oh, we'll bribe you with our balls. We're giving away Covino and Rich Fox Sports Radio Nerf footballs. That is
all you
sweet.
Have to do. Yeah, they're super sweet. And if you don't want one, give it to your nose-picking kid or nephew or whatever. But all you have to do is leave a review. And if we call your name on our show in the next few weeks, we'll be giving them away. You get a free CNR bribery ball, football, the Fox Sports Radio logo on
it. We're not above bribery is really what it comes down to.
Not at all. Not at all. So thank you. It's always a pleasure being here. And again, we're at Covino and Rich.
Now, when I said I was tired as hell, I was actually, I'm actually wide awake. I was quoting Luka after last night's performance. 60 points. The Knicks blew a 9-point lead with 30 seconds left. How do you do that?
Well,
you got to try to do that. You almost have to try to do that.
Yeah, no, I mean, but he was in the zone. 126, 121, Mavs over the Knicks. Luka had a night.
Tired as hell.
The Knicks only have 18 wins anyway. They're not really slaying it. Neither are the Mavs, but props to him. And the guy's incredible.
Well, I wanted to just give him my quick Carlos Correa analogy. Then we are going to talk some NFL quarterback situations. And, yeah, what to look forward to for the final 2 weeks of the season. I'm a nerd when it comes to this playoff simulator. I'm looking at every possible scenario over the next couple weeks. And there are some amazing possibilities. If a few things go the right way in week 17, week 18 is going to be like a week of playoff games. So I'll explain all that. We'll talk some quarterback situations. But Carlos Correa, I have Met fan friends. Like I said, everyone's got their group text. My Met fan friends are cut from like the panicky cloth of like, oh, they're going to blow it. Oh, everything sucks. Like they're like the everything sucks type of guys. And I'm a little too positive. So like probably somewhere in the middle is normal.
Yeah, I would say so.
Like, I'm like, hey, guys, this team won over 100 games last year. Whether or not they get Correa, I mean, it would be nice. But if it slips through the cracks, I mean, are the Mets not going to be good? Like, they won 100 games last year.
I mean, you can't downplay that a healthy Correa was a big deal. And Mets fans were excited about it. 12-year deal, $315 million. It's not your money. Nobody cares about that. But you know how he could produce and how he could change a team. That's a big bat. You know what he'd mean to New York. But he's got this ankle injury that the Giants were concerned about. And now all of a sudden the Mets are like, yeah, it's not looking good. And what, day to day, we're still waiting to see what happens.
And the longer it goes on, the longer this goes on, advantage Mets and Mets fans. You know what that just means? That means no one else wants a deal. Let me give you an analogy. You ever look for a house? Anyone ever in the market looking for a home? If you're looking to buy a townhouse, a condo, an apartment, a home, you look around, right? Sometimes you see what appears to be the dream home. We're talking like, yo, they got a sweet pool in the backyard. Look at this outdoor cooking area. This back room has floor-to-ceiling windows to the yard. What's the catch? And they're like, well, hold on one second. You talk to the realtor. You look on Zillow. You do all your research. Well, it looks like four offers were taken back. And you're like, so wait, there's been four offers on this house and they all sort of fell through? Why? You do a little more research and it's like, oh, that whole, back area? It's beautiful, but it's not really permitted. So wait, so what you're saying is like all the work done in this house isn't really legal. So if I try to sell it when I want it, when I'm done with it.
Yeah, you know that added extension, that den in the back that you really love?
Yeah, it was done illegally.
they had no permit for that.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, so even though the house is, let's say, 3,000 square feet, we could only list it at 2 because the whole extension was done by my uncle.
Oh, and they found some asbestos or something like that.
Hey, there's you might need to scrape the ceilings because there might be some mold or something, the popcorn ceilings. But hey, the house looks beautiful. If you see a beautiful house where multiple offers were taken back, and then you don't put an offer on this house. And if you do, and you find the same problems, no one else is going to jump into the Carlos Correa world. I promise you that. I disagree,
because if you want to go on that analogy, right, about the house, there's always people looking to capitalize on other people's misfortunes, other people's foreclosures, and willing to take that wheel of a steal of a deal and make the best out of it. There's always people willing to do that.
Yeah, but you know what?
There's only so many spots in the MLB that would maybe qualify for this type of situation, but there's always someone looking to capitalize on it. And I think there will be a suitor if the Mets don't come through. But according to the New York Post today, there's optimism that a deal could be still completed.
Yeah, because they don't want to start over, too. Well, I'll give you another.
There's a 55% chance that two sides find a common ground. I don't know how you put a percentage on that.
How the hell? That's when they say it's going to. There's a 48% chance of rain. What does that even mean?
I don't know. A 55% chance that the two sides find a common ground and work this out. My point is, if the Mets don't, I think someone else will. Just like the house analogy. You're thinking, who in the world would want that? Well, guess what? The place I live in, that deal fell through like three times before I ended up with it.
And you know what? Not to rub it in, but what has happened to your house so far?
Yeah, I've dealt with a lot of headaches.
A flood on your balcony. You had to have all construction redone. Your bathroom faucet. Someone's willing to take
that deal.
And you were the guy.
And I was the guy.
You were the guy that
said, another team out there that are saying, hey, we could use a third baseman for an extended period of time if he plays third or short.
You bought the Carlos Correa house.
Just maybe not at $350 million or $315 for the Mets.
My wife and I sold a house in Texas once. And right before, like a week or so before closing, there was a flood. There was a little leak in the ceiling, and like there was a.
Hey, bro, it's Fox Sports. It was a Curt flood.
There was a little leak, and I was like, oh no, this deal's gonna fall through. So you know what we said to the buyer? Hey, listen, we'll knock off like 10 grand, maybe 10 or 15 grand. Let's keep the deal. And they're like, okay, deal. And that's what Carlos Correa will have to do. He's going to have to go to the Mets, and they're in a little standoff right now. He's going to have to go to the Mets, and Scott Boras is going to have to say, all right, listen, let's renegotiate. Because at first it was like, yeah, we're not going to renegotiate.
Well, that's the issue. They're saying that a guy like Scott Boras won't bend because this deal is already set in place and they've already made the announcement. Like, they've already come out publicly with this. So blame your owner, your overly ambitious owner, and all the Mets press for, you know, coming out and saying, hey, we got the deal, 3-15, 12 years. Because they're saying now Scott Boras really won't make that compromise because of that. They've already agreed to it. Because you might say, okay, if they're noticing something's up.
So imagine the Mets back out to them.
Maybe a 10-year, you know, 10-year, 9-year deal or something like that. Remember, it started at a 13-year deal with the Giants.
Well, hold on. You might think this is the stupidest point of all, and it might be. So let me ask you, as a Yankees fan, and you know, Lee or Chris, you guys Dodgers fans being LA guys or what? No.
I mean, there's millions of people listening too, so you could chime in 877-99 on Fox.
Is there any sentiment that while the Dodgers and the Yankees are big spenders, just like, you know, the Mets and the Cardinals and the Giants, is there a sense of he was part of the 2017 Astros? Does that play a factor at all with the fan base and the organizations? Like, do the Dodgers or Yankees, who are the two teams that were affected most by the, you know, the cheating Astros back then in 2017, is there any bad blood where it'd be like, yeah, we don't even want Correa? Or is he just a great player and you take him?
No, yes, there's absolutely bad blood. I'm not a Dodgers fan. I'm a Tigers fan. But yeah. Pulling from around here for most of the Fox Sports Radio studio hosts and other people in production, Monse Bolaños, update anchor. No. Everyone. Nobody wants
Mike,
Carlos.
Mike, Danny G, all the people we usually work with are all like, yeah, he's a cheater. Dodger fans hold that near and dear because they feel like they were screwed out of a World Series. And Yankees fans, Covino, feel like they got done dirty too. So are those teams...
He's got that. You gotta keep in mind, it's not even just that. It's the cheater stigma that it comes with. It's like, who wants to bring that vibe and that karma...
You know,
and
where
those
that, you know
where to
that
the stadium.
You know where that vibe.
He gets destroyed everywhere he goes.
You know where that
he was
vibe
one of
doesn't
the big
matter.
Players for that team.
That vibe doesn't matter in Queens because the Mets are so far removed from any Astros drama. So I think the Yankees and Dodgers. It's like taking a weird chance on a guy that your fan base would have to really warm up to. The Mets have a $300 million deal in place where maybe you'd take off a little money, take off a year or so. The longer this goes on, you know what that says to me, Covino? The longer this goes on, it's like a house that just stays on the market. It means that there's no bites. If the Cardinals or, you know, the Red Sox or some team was so quick to want to grab this guy, you don't think he would have done to the Mets what he did to the Giants? He failed the second inspection if he was a house. He failed the, hey, yeah, you got some black mold, you got some plumbing issues, you might have termites. It's happened twice. Two people backed out. If two people backed out, I promise you, what foolish team would go in there now and be like, we'll give you 12 years? Nobody. And then you start wondering, what if they did a carve-out, right? Like a carve-out in a contract. You see it all the time with non-competes. Let's say the Mets said, all right, well, if it's a leg injury, we could sort of restructure this or get out of the contract. Who's going to insure that contract, right? You got to think of that. And not only who's going to insure the contract, if they put that carve out, does that set a weird precedent that every pitcher moving forward, the team could be like, well, we'll pay you unless it's Tommy John?
Well, I'm pretty sure Scott Boras worked out like a clause similar with J.D. Martinez.
Where it's like based on a particular injury, like, hey, if the elbow flares up, you're not responsible?
Yeah, you're going to see more and more of that, I think, in the future with investments like this. Because think of the money and the amount of time we're talking about nowadays.
But it's a weird precedent,
especially
right?
Especially baseball.
Kavino, think of every big-time pitcher.
Yeah, but Tommy John seems to be a bit of an advantage nowadays.
I know, but what I'm saying is, think of how many... It's hard to even name big-time pitchers that haven't had a Tommy John situation, right? Like, think of every big pitcher has had some type of major surgery that, you know, killed him for 1 year. Is our pitcher contracts moving forward going to be like, well, we're not responsible unless it's a Tommy John situation? Let's go to Pat in PA. You're on with Kavino and Rich, and for Dan Patrick. What's up, Pat?
Pretty good. Hey, Kavino, you're the second most famous person from Union. Isn't Sydney McLaughlin the world's greatest female hurdler from your area?
The world's greatest hurdler is from your area?
How about the late, great Ray Liotta?
No, Sydney McLaughlin, the hurdler.
Okay.
Female hurdler, track and
Fair
field.
Enough. Way more. I mean, I guess you're right.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay. Anyway, I'm a Philly fan.
She must be hot, or it's his cousin. What's up?
I'd love to see them take that deal as a Philly fan, but, you know, if that guy has injury problems, it's going to be a big weight around their neck for the term of that contract. So the doctors say that's a problem. You got to pass on that.
Yeah, and listen, you being a Phillies fan, I'm a Mets fan. It's going to be a really stacked division. The Phillies, the Mets, the Braves, everyone's going to be good for a while. That's going to be a really tough division. You got a lot of it's a stacked division, let's be honest, right? And this dude being a Phillies fan, you don't think the Phillies or the Braves or any team that really is in that level of, you know, we're a World Series contender, you don't think they'd jump at Correa if they really thought there was a chance to steal him from under the Mets?
Well, yeah, I think so, because he's a great player, but I think he's going to have to compromise here, and here's why. He's also stated that, and again, like you said already, Rich, it's a bit of a standoff now. He wants to play in New York. He wants to play with the Mets. So I think this might be a negotiating tactic, too. Well, you know, hey, man, you've proven that you're injury prone. These X-rays are showing that you are a risk.
He wants to play with his boy Lindor, their pals.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And he was already making compromise by, you know, playing third base or whatever. But if you really want to play in New York, we can't give you a 12-year deal. You're too much of a risk at this point. So if it's true and he really does want to be there, and that's what they say, and that's part of the reason too, I think that the Giants thing did fall through, then maybe it turns into like a 9-year deal, 8-year deal. But then again, the speculation is that Boras isn't going to agree to that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
In for Dan Patrick, a hell of a random Wednesday, that confusing week between Christmas and New Year. And I say that because, yeah, it's in the memes and everyone feels that way, but
it's the grundle of the holiday season.
It really is like a feeling of every year we all feel the same way. Like, what day is it again? What am I supposed to be doing? So much so that yesterday I got a phone call like last night, or actually a little update. It was like, oh yeah, you missed your haircut appointment. I'm like, yeah, my haircut's on Tuesday. Oh, wait, today was Tuesday. Like, that's
You know why? Because it was a Tuesday that felt like a Sunday.
Yeah. No, for real. We were off, so today was our first day back. So today feels like a Monday, but it's a Wednesday. So, hey.
A Wednesday that feels like a Monday.
And don't worry. You got Thursday night football tomorrow. All right, Covino and Rich, you know what we do every Wednesday on our show? We do a little something called Midweek Major.
Covino and Rich gets you over the middle of the week with Midweek Major.
Ooh, I love that.
We throw sports and pop culture headlines and topics at the fellas, and it's like the kids say.
That's so mid. Week, definitely major.
CNR scoring. Midweek Major.
All right, Spotty.
Hey.
What's up, buddy? Waking up. Come on.
I'm awake. I'm here. Hello. Good morning. What time is it?
You know what Spot
Even when
saying?
You're awake, Spot, no one could ever truly be as awake as Rich Dave.
That's the thing. I'm like sitting here and I'm just like, I can't match his energy, and I know you can never match his energy.
Yeah, but no one can ever match. Like, Rich, you must be the most frustrated guy because you expect people to match your energy, but no one, except for maybe like Doc Emmett Brown could match your energy.
Great Scott!
Usually,
Kramer could match his energy.
Usually when we fill in for Dan Patrick, I have Rich get me a triple venti. And you didn't this morning, so the next 2 days, can you get me one?
Thanks. Oh, yeah, I'll get you coffee.
It wakes me up.
You know what Spot did? Spot said he got no sleep last night because I think everyone feels this way. You know when you have to wake up early for a flight or, you know, fill in at work or something? I have my wife set the backup alarm. I have like three alarms just in case.
When you five alarms set.
You got that 4 a.m. alarm because we're filling it for Dan Patrick. Spot said he couldn't sleep all night in fear that he would oversleep.
Yeah, I set it like every 5 minutes just to make sure that I wake up. And yeah, I was like, I still was waking up every 10 minutes throughout the night.
I fell asleep watching season 2 of White Lotus. Not bad so far. Not bad so far. All right, Spotty, let's go. Let's hit some stories.
All right,
midweek major.
Wait, hold on. I gotta flip a coin to decide who goes first. Who wants to call it?
Rich could call.
I'll go heads.
That was the weakest coin flip ever. It's heads. Oh!
All right, let's go.
All right, Rich, it's up to you. I know you love Tom Brady.
I do.
So in Tom Brady news, while he was spending his Christmas alone, I know you were so sad.
Super sad. Tom Brady
so
for the first
sad.
Time ever. Christmas alone. Covino swears that he probably had girls in his room. I don't think so.
Tom Brady.
He's focused on football and his kids.
Well, you act like he's sitting there on the edge of his bed.
No, he was still alone in his hotel.
All sad. When meanwhile, he probably has like...
What do you think? He's like Michael Imperioli in White Lotus?
Exactly. Yes, he has what they call the Achilles under region.
Well... Maybe this drove him to call some friends over. So while he was alone on Christmas, Giselle was on social media posting all these great photos. She took the kids down to Brazil. She was like, oh, I'm here in my home country trying to recharge in Brazil. Look at me with flowers. Look at me on the beach in the water. Oh, look at me eating all this great food. Oh, with my kids.
Well, you know what it makes me think of? It makes me think that this story's mid. This story's mid, and I'll tell you why, Spot.
That's so mid.
It's mid because...
Was that the end of the story?
I was also going to mention that, you know, in his usual post game, we're used to him mentioning his entire family, including Giselle. Did not mention her.
Yep.
But on Tuesday, the kids did return, and he did post something on social media. But I'm just saying, like, Giselle maybe rubbing it in a little bit midweek or major. Continue,
you know,
please, Rich.
I'm going to say mid, and you know what, Spot?
That's so mid.
You were at my house on Christmas, and I made sure everyone... I was annoying. I was like, everyone, be quiet. Tom Brady's doing his post game. I wanted to see who he thanked, because he usually is like, I want to thank my wife and kids and say hello to my family. He did his usual thing, just no Giselle this time, which makes sense. I think it's mid because... Listen, it just shows that Giselle is like every other ex-girlfriend and ex-boyfriend and ex-husband or wife that makes it seem like my life is so great now. And to post pictures in Brazil showing the great time she's having, I'm not saying it's unnecessary, but sort of making it just reminding everyone that life after Tom Brady is just fine.
I think it's major because it's Tom Brady. If Tom Brady goes through these things, it makes you feel a little better about your life and the things you have to deal with as a man or a woman. And you have to see your significant other on social media going through the motions without you, you know, pretending like everything's okay, like Rich said, that Tom Brady's not above that. You know, we all deal with that. I think that's major. And you're right, Rich. It's never real. I think it's also the reminder of, like, to never believe what you see on social media. Nobody's that happy after your family falls apart.
True.
Nobody.
True. All right, what's up next, buddy?
All right. I know everyone's suffering from some travel woes this past week. I know Southwest, they're not a sponsor, are they?
No.
They canceled a ton of flights.
We're going to get to that.
Everyone's miserable and stranded. Well, one hockey fan did not let that stop him. Tim Marr and his family, they had their flights to Boston canceled ahead of the NHL Winter Classic, which is taking place at Fenway. So they decided, they live in Phoenix, rather than to skip it, decided to drive the 40 hours from Phoenix to Boston. They rented a car because his 17-year-old son wanted to make sure that he saw this year's Winter Classic as this midweeker major.
You know, this is, you know, ooh. This is weak. It's interesting, Spot, because I was going to bring this up later. So you sort of threw me for a loop. Because a lot of people are stranded. Southwest screwed a lot of people over. Every airline did, but I think, 90% of the cancellations were Southwest?
62% of their flights today, were canceled. 2,500 flights were canceled today.
Did you say 60 patoots?
60 patoots.
62%.
Yesterday it was 90% of the flights were Southwest. So, hey, they're improving a little bit, but... think that is just impatience of the highest regard. Like, sometimes it just doesn't play your way. What, are you going to drive 40 hours to see a hockey game? Come on, man. There'll be another one.
I'm going to have to agree. When Rich and I agree, it's fact. I don't want to agree with him, but that's super weak. I know you want to do everything for your family, for your kids. You don't want to miss out on things. 40 hours in a car? Les Miserables. No thanks. Dude, I have to take the road trip to see my girlfriend's family to Idaho. From L.A. to Idaho, I think, is like 13 hours. That's like a nightmare for me. I hate it.
Imagine that times three.
Yeah, exactly. So I love going there. Don't get it twisted. I love going there, and I love visiting. But in the car for that long, times three, that's for the birds.
And you don't even have, you're not even commuting. With, you're not even doing that drive with little kids or for a family. That's just you and her.
Yeah. If you got kids, you got pets, whatever the case may be, 40 hours, you have to tell people to relax. We'll get there when we get there. Because you're not in control of them.
Yeah.
You're just victim of circumstance. Hey, so be it. Deal with it. You just got to wait. You know, there's a lot of other people that are stuck in the same situation. 40-hour drive. Beat it.
No thanks.
40 hours. Beat it.
No way, dude. All especially right. Think about gas, too. Think of how expensive gas is nowadays.
Oh, and rental cars? Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Not good.
Kavino, this might be to you first, because I know you're the sneakerhead of the show. You love talking about shoes. So I know you were upset when the Kardashians drove up the price of the, what was it, the Jordan Mochas?
The Mocha ones.
Well, maybe you can put down some money for LeBron's Jordans instead. His historic high school Jordans are hitting the auction block for possibly up to $200,000. They were worn during his high school game, during his freshman year, the championship game, the 1999 to 2000 championship game. He gifted them to his stepfather. They're signed. They say the year champs and the number 23.
Midweek or major, Cove?
Midweek or major, Cove.
I think it's major.
Definitely
because
major.
For $200,000, I think that's a real of a steal of a deal. I understand they're just sneakers, but we're talking about LeBron James, who's probably going to go down. I mean, 100 years from now, they're still going to be debating whether it's him or Jordan, you know, as the GOAT. But he's going down as one of the GOATs when it comes to basketball. Like, one of the greatest. And you have his high school sneakers autographed. I think there's going to be significant value there for a collector. Not for me personally. They take up too much space in my condo. But I think that's major news. That's something that's extremely valuable for
definitely
a collector.
Major.
You know, I think it's major too. I'll be honest.
It's like Abe Lincoln's hat or something.
I've always said I wanted Abe Lincoln's hat or Jesus' sandals. Those are the two.
Right. It's up there. It's like collectible. Like, man, can you believe that?
You know, I do think that it seems like a low price tag for the world of collectors that pay millions for things.
Yeah, Rich. And game worn, by the way. Yeah, when you think about just recently, what was Judge's home run ball?
$1.5 million. Yeah.
That was $1.5 million for his home run ball. It was initially valued at, what, $3 million? These are game worn sneakers from LeBron James. It seems a little low.
Yeah.
So, on to the next story. During the Sixers-Clippers game, there was a stop down in the middle of the game for one man to propose to his girlfriend, who was a 76ers dancer. The story here, though, guy looks a little bit dorky, maybe very dorky. It got torn apart on social media.
I saw this.
Saying, like, does this guy even know this girl? Does she know him? Like, what's going on here? You know, and then he fired back on social media saying, "Dear comment section, I know she's out of my league. I'm just happy to be here." So, is this story midweek or major?
You know what? I think I like it. I think it's major because, listen.
Definitely major.
Sometimes a dork lucks out. Listen.
He's really dorky.
It happens, right? What do people love to say in the sports world? "Hey, bro, you outkicked your coverage." It's like the number one phrase. It's a compliment, right? Or is it an insult? Is it someone's way of saying, like, "You're a doofus, your girl's hot"? I never know how to interpret that. I will say this. The guy is a doofus. He looks like a doofus. Could be the greatest guy in the world. You know what?
Maybe he's a little like Richie.
Maybe he's a nice guy. And you know what? Instead of nice guys finishing last, maybe the nice guy got the hot dancer. Good for him.
Or, like, you know, this is weak because our perspective's off. Weak. For all we know, he's the greatest guy ever. He could be uberly successful. He could be the owner of something prestigious, for all we know, the inventor of something. You know, clearly the guy has something going on. Maybe he's packing heat. I don't know what he's got going on, right? But the point is, why do we put her on such a pedestal? Because she's got dance moves? It's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous, by the way. And I hate to say it.
She can pop and lock.
By the way,
she might be the greatest person in the world, but, I mean, looks are overrated. Where's she going to be in 10 years? This guy could be the greatest guy ever. Because, he's not a total mess. He's just a little goofy looking.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't you get dumped by a dancer once?
I did for a player.
Okay, just making sure.
For a player on the Nets, this was many years ago. Okay. And that's my point. You know what I mean? Like, not to say that all dancers are a dime a dozen, but...
I think that's what you're saying.
Beauty. No, not at all. Beauty is a dime a dozen sort of thing. We put too much value on that.
Oh,
yeah,
you know what?
She's a good-looking woman. For all we know, he's the greatest guy with tons to offer, and maybe she lucked out.
But much
we got such a twisted view on this stuff.
Much like the dating world, though, Covino, people do emphasize looks more than they should. I'm not trying to sound like a do-gooder because I'm a pretty vain guy, but people do emphasize looks a little too much. I saw Tom Papa's comedy special on Netflix. Have you watched it yet or no?
No, I haven't, but props to Tom Papa.
He does a whole bit where he does a bit where he says people are so busy about worrying, like, looks. Like, oh, I want to marry a model. He's like, why don't you marry a strong woman that can pick up the other side of the couch? He's like, looks fade. And you know what? Based on this story, in 10, 20 years, this girl could be, you know, and the guy could just be a super great guy. So I'm with you a little bit there.
You know, I mean, does he look like a total weenus? He does. But instead of scratching our noggins and saying, why this guy? It should give hope to millions of dudes out there that if you're a good dude and you work hard and you play your cards right, you could get that dream girl.
Okay. Any more, Spot? One more?
I can squeeze in one more.
Okay.
Whatever I want to go with this. How about, let's skip, since Christmas just happened, and we watched this movie on Christmas Day together, Christmas Vacation.
I forgot how much I love that movie.
It's such a great movie. So someone decided for their decorations this year to pay tribute to that movie by having, you know, the iconic scene with Cousin Eddie emptying the RV.
Yes.
So they had that set up on their front lawn, but one neighbor was so fooled by it, they called the police saying, there's a male standing outside. He's naked. He has a robe covering part of his body. He's exposing himself and has a hose between his legs.
This story is major, and I'll tell you why it's major. It's major to think that someone's that stupid. That moronic. I love when people are that foolish and they get tricked.
I love it.
Imagining a classic scene in a Christmas movie and you're the Budinsky neighbor that's offended.
Well, Rich, didn't you call the fireman because you saw a guy dangling from the gutter connecting the Christmas lights?
I love that one. That's my favorite. When people call about that, I love that.
No, or do you remember the story where there was a guy that cut his golden retriever to look like a lion, and everyone in the neighborhood was like, there's a lion on the loose.
You know, I think it's major that people are that dumb. You're right.
Yeah,
you know,
major.
What you think is common knowledge, you're just amazed at how stupid the general public is. It's like, how did you not recognize that? How did you not realize that? It's major only in the sense that people are so stupid, and that's coming from us. So if we're able to say, like, you know, where's your head at? How could you be so dumb?
Yep.
And there's something wrong with the people listening.
I feel you, buddy. All right, Covino.
Thanks, boys.
Yo, I do want to say that it was the number one watched Christmas movie this year, according to some study I saw.
What study do you see? It was on a meme, I bet you saw.
It's according to some meme of the most watched movies of 2023.
Exactly.
Christmas movies, 2022.
Yeah.
It was Christmas Vacation.
All right, well, hey. Jelly of the Month Club for everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.